Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey y'all, hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker. And baby, yes, I am back again to give you a dose of vitamin E. Thank you so much for coming. Welcome to the podcast. And I'm super excited about today. You know, we were talking last week. Just, I want to encourage you. And this is what I want to know. Are your P's in order? Yeah, your peas. Not Pam and Mom Martin when they said, when Pam was saying, pass the peas like we used to do. Pass the peas. Not them. Not the peas you eat. But these are four letters. And I want to encourage you and I want to inspire you. And I want to empower you. Are your peas together? We're talking about peas and Q's. But this week, I want to talk about some peas. Are your peas together? Are they in the right order? The first one is prayer. And y'all know I'm going to stand on it, child, because I stand on the word. But a lot of times we go through things and this is all circled around relationships. You know, this is all circled around relationships. I'm going to be talking about relationships. I'm going to be talking about us as individuals. I'm going to be encouraging you because we need a word of encouragement. Because sometimes, child, when relationships, we need to break and renew, or we need to sit on the dock of the bay until they come through. But we're going to give you the word here and we're going to encourage you. But the first P in order, prayer. How is your prayer life? You know, a lot of times we talk about a lot of things in our relationships, or we're waiting on a relationship and we just talking about it. But are you really petitioning the throne of God? You know, and sometimes people don't understand that you have not received what it is that you are waiting for. It's because you ain't even prayed about it. You done talked about it, but you ain't prayed about it. I made this reel the other day and it says that, you know, if somebody has a problem with you, but they're talking to everybody except you, they don't have a problem with you, love. They just love the attention they get from talking about you. So if you not praying to God about it, you really don't want change to come. You really don't desire change to come in your relationships or relationships in waiting. So you have to make sure that your prayer life, baby, and I understand that everybody can't go 45 minutes to an hour, you know, when you're talking to them, but that's growth. But as you start to grow, you'll be able to lengthen your conversation with him. But at first and foremost, you need to pray about this thing. I don't know what the relationship is, what the status of the relationship, or what was the status of the relationship. But you need to pray to God about that thing. You need to pray to God about it and say, hey, I need your help. I need your assistance. And he's going to come through. That second P I want to talk about is prepare. Once you talk to God, once you pray about that situation, about that relationship, or whatever it is, you start preparing. You know, you stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So you start preparing. You walk different. You talk different. You looking different. I was on this store. I was watching this story the other day, and the lady was saying how the lady was waiting for a husband, and but she ain't got no room in the dresser. She ain't had no room in the closet. But this one lady who was waiting on the husband, honey, she had a dresser empty for her future husband. Her closet, one side was hers, the other side was bare, which means that she was preparing, even though she didn't know where this man, where he was coming from and when he was coming, but she was preparing. She started to act like a wife. She started to carry herself like a wife. And I'm saying wife, but men too. Men too, you have to start preparing. You know, I used to be, and this just me now, this used to be me. Christmas time, baby, I wouldn't start Christmas shopping until December the 20th. But this year, y'all, I started by December the 19th. I was a day early. I'm just saying to you, start preparing. You know, the Bible talks about the ant. The ant, that's a baby. That ant can get it done. That ant is not going to wait for the fall to start harvesting food. That ant is going to start in the summer, baby, preparing for the fall. For the winter, the ant is preparing in the fall, getting ready for the winter. Listen to what I'm saying. There has to be a preparation. Even a bear knows how to prepare for hibernation, right? Even a bear knows how to prepare for hibernation. So prepare. That third P, get in position. Now, once you done prayed about it to God, and once you done, you know, start preparing and start getting yourself in line, in your own lane, get in position. You know how to hold yourself. You know what to do. You know what not to do. You know what to allow, what not to allow. You got to get into position, baby. Because a lot of times we miss our blessings and we miss our transformation. We miss our change because we not in position. Come on, somebody. We're not in position. And when you're out of position, you miss a lot because you're not at the right place at the right time. And that's actually like one of my affirmations that I have. You know, I decree and declare that I will be at the right place at the right time because I'm obedient to the Holy Spirit. You got to listen to him, baby. You got to listen to what he's telling you to be. And when he's telling you to be, get in position. A lot of things that should have been taking place in our relationships, with relationships, but because we were out of position, listen to me while I'm talking to y'all, because we were out of position, we missed that move, or we missed, you know, the shift. But you have to make sure that you're praying about it. Once you pray about that thing, go ahead and start preparing like it's already here. The word of God says, speak those things that are not as though they are, right? So we have to learn to speak. Hey, I have a t-shirt that I have and it says, not yet, the game changer. You know, not yet. It's not here, not yet. You know, not yet is the game changer. But I'm saying, are your P's in order? Are your P's together? You have to make sure that you are praying, that you are preparing, and that you're in the right position. Now, once you get these P's together, that last one is patience. You got to wait for that thing. Sometimes the God that we serve, he can do things instantaneously. And sometimes, child, he'll make us wait because he's doing some things behind the scene. And then we'll get in a hurry. And then we say, God, where you at? I've been praying to you. I've been talking to you. He's saying, hold what you got. Because even if it feels or looks like he's up to nothing, he's up to something. So you are your P's in order. You got to get your P's together. And you have to make sure that we're talking about building healthy relationships and relationships with ourselves. Relationships with other individuals. We have to make sure that we are building healthy ones. And we have been through a lot in life. And I always say we because I'm not above my family. I'm not perfect, neither is my family. But we have to make sure that we're together before we start adding to our lives. But are your P's in order? That's all I mean. Are your P's in order? Have you prayed about it? Have you started preparing? Are you in the right position? How's your patience? That's on you. That's on you. We're talking about, baby, getting in order. Bringing order and clarity in your life. Making sure things are in alignment. Making sure that you don't miss what's for you. Because you out of pocket. You out of pocket. So I just say to you this week, are your P's in order? You know, it's time to reset a lot of areas in our lives. It's time for order. And you know what? When things are in order,
They look better. They appear to be better. Even if they ain't, but they in order. So sometimes we got to wait for some stuff. Sometimes we got to wait. And sometimes we got to go through. But this last one, this ain't even supposed to be on there. But I'm going to give it to you anyways. You got to trust the process. You got to trust the process. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That was downloaded just now because all I had was four faith. You got to trust the process. And sometimes when we're praying to God and sometimes when we are preparing, we don't want to prepare because we done prayed for so long and ain't no change that came. But just like Noah, when he was building that ark, he kept saying the rain coming, the rain coming. And he was building that ark and people looked at him like he was crazy. But did he stop building that ark? No, he didn't. So that's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying to you. Make sure your P's are in order. You know, pray about that thing. Pray about that person, that situation, that relationship. Pray about it and be ready because he's going to give you an answer. Start preparing. And when you start preparing, get in position. Get in position. It's just like when we try to rig some stuff up, we know how to position that piece of wood or that shoe, or we'll put that cardboard. We position it just the right place. But I'm saying to you, when you position it, let your patience sit there, love. He may not come when you want him. But he's an on-time God. He's an end-time God. And the last one they gave me, trust the process. That was for y'all. That was for you right there, baby. Because I didn't have that. That wasn't a point that I wanted to give to you. He gave me that. So to you, trust the process. I don't care what it's looking like. I don't care what you've been going through. I don't care what they say finna happen with the relationship. Trust the process. Because the word says that all things work together for the good, right? It worked together for the good. So you trust the process during this season. We're talking about healthy relationships, but healthy starts from the inside out. And then once you transform into healthy, people are going to take notice and they're going to be able to see it. So I'm saying to you, love, get your P's in order, okay? So until the next time, y'all continue to push past the pain and persevere. Y'all remember to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintaining. Baby, when they know you all out of order. But let them know you done went back to the drawing board. You done came to this podcast. And baby, you done learned some things that you're going to apply to your life. And watch how they change. So until the next time, y'all remember to trust God. Keep him first. Don't care what it looks like. Ask God to close your physical eyes and your physical ears so that you can see the spiritual, the supernatural as he works on your behalf. So until then, y'all be blessed and I'll holler.